the Gala Games at Emmy Capital. How the Hunger Games is Becoming an American Reality. By Joel Brizé, September 22nd, 2021. Hollywood gave this column too much to work with last week. From the Met Gala to the socially undistanced and maskless Emmy Awards, American onlookers got a glimpse of the dystopian reality these stars seek to implement and are well on their way to achieving. To top it all off, one of their own got a taste of what happens when one goes against the narrative. The week kicked off with the gaudy and ostentatious gala at the Met. While Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stole the headlines with her white dress and red lettering on her derriere, promoting the message, "Tax the rich." The entire event hearkened to the 2012 Hollywood sensation, The Hunger Games. In this scene, the richest and most socially powerful people in our country donning woke tropes on their costumes while being fawned over as they're unironically heralded as brave and bold. In a self-congratulatory orgy of Anna Wintour's making, stars fondled each other's ego to various grandiose money shots that left ordinary and decent Americans nauseated and in need of a long shower. Megan Rapinoe, holding a clutch that read, "In Gay We Trust," mocked our nation's founding principle. Lil Nas, a celebrity who went viral earlier this year for giving Satan a lap dance in his music video, wore one of the biggest gowns of the night. In fairness, at least he was forcibly socially distanced from the rest of the crowd by virtue of his attire. Olympian Simone Biles, recently under such severe stress that she missed many of her team events at the Olympics, entered wearing an 88-pound gown, star-studded and fierce as can be. Simone is clearly feeling better. Congresswoman Carolyn B. Maloney, DNY, wore an extravagant dress, which had equal rights for women, plastered all over it, as if she still exists in a world where she is oppressed for her gender. Actor Dan Levy wore a puffy ensemble covered in maps. Some women wore suits, while some men wore dresses, which resulted into a hermaphroditic blob of gender blending lunacy in million-dollar fashions. Real America wondered why these stars live as if a pandemic is not happening. It was hard for anyone to watch the Met Gala at home without having the reaction of Katniss Everdeen when she offers herself as tribute. While the forgotten proletariat continue to live in socially distanced, mask required, jobless hellscapes as inflation skyrockets and food shortages begin, the important people enjoy life as if the pandemic never occurred. In witnessing all the workers at the Met being required to wear their masks as the attendees happily pranced about at their $35,000 per ticket dinner showed us what Hollywood really wants: a gentry class ruling over the plebs. Speaking of offering oneself as tribute, Nicki Minaj offered herself up this week to the ravenous wolves of the establishment media and Hollywood elites. Nicki decided she would question the narrative surrounding the COVID-19 vaccination. As she twirled her Twitter dress that set the internet ablaze, she reminded people that it all takes to enrage the mob is holding an opinion different from theirs. This outrage began when Nicki posted, "They want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face." As a Twitterati began their onslaught, Minaj added, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married, and now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision and not bullied. The attacks on Nikki became brutal. Dr. Fauci took to CNN to speak out against the rapper. Joy Ann Reid of MSNBC condemned Minaj's comments, which led to a feud of its own, ending in Nikki referring to the MSNBC host as a lying, homophobic, you know what I mean, becoming a mockingjay of her own making. Nikki did not back down to anyone, calling out liars and hypocrites and getting herself suspended from Twitter for a day. Perhaps her greatest sin was retweeting Tucker Carlson, who defended the rapper for questioning the supposed narrative. She claimed to her 20 million followers at the end of this debacle that she would never use Twitter again. This situation was reminiscent of the scene in The Hunger Games, where Johanna Mason was interviewed by Caesar and went off on a profanity-laced condemnation of the system that society must endure. It's unclear if the rulers of Pan Am will cast Nikki out to a district of less importance or allow her to pay a penance. The week of the Hunger Games reality ended in the capital's most powerful subdivision, Los Angeles. The Emmys were back this year on full display and without any COVID restrictions, save a vaccination requirement and proof of a negative COVID test, while the establishment media continues its endless fear, porn of new variants, Delta and Mu, propagating the talking points of protecting the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, continuing to push for masking and social distancing and calling for mandatory vaccination across the country. The Emmys provided a clear example of how the rules only apply to districts 2 through 12. The most embarrassing thing about this event was that it wasn't even called out by the stars who attended it. Seth Rogen's self-own was emblematic of the way in which Hollywood operates. Good to be here at the Emmy Awards. Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now. I would not have come to this. Nothing stops Seth from exiting the awards show upon arrival. He also refused to wear a mask, which indicates he does not even believe in his own message. My request for comment to Rogan's publicist went unanswered. His message served as both cover to the awards show and a symbol of how Hollywood is allowed to operate in blatant violation of the messaging it promotes. Little wonder the awards show received its third lowest viewership of all time. The other districts are suffering and obviously care little for what the Capitol has to offer. While Hollywood still enjoys being fussed over by the subjects of Pan Am USA, its popularity and cultural significance continue to flounder. As these activists went full throttle during the years of Trump, they now reveal their real colors in the age of Biden. They not only give hearty approval to peers who practice what they preach against, but they do so while mocking those of lesser significance. While children in this country will return to school socially distanced, masked, and COVID tested, Hollywood continues its tour of hypocrisy through its award shows. Nicki Minaj is unlikely to be just a flash in the pan of Hollywood's grip losing strength, but a fateful omen showing that fire is catching as more mockingjays shoot their arrows across the bow of Hollywood, exposing them for the frauds they clearly are. Narrated by Courtney Werner for Audio Hopper.
Audio Hopper.